Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
When you're on a Zoom call, especially one with a lot of participants, you've probably given in to the temptation of multitasking. Maybe you checked your email, scrolled social media, or made a grocery list. The virtual world can offer plenty of slack when it comes to doing things off screen. But when can multitasking while in a video meeting be productive and not rude? New research from Binghamton University School of Management shows that combining communication tasks can have a positive impact in certain situations, says Jinglu Jiang, the assistant professor who conducted the research. Usually, people believe multitasking is splitting attention to different tasks, and that may hinder your task performance, she says. But being on Zoom and checking your email can be considered multi-communicating, and there could be a positive effect because it can also be about information searching. Traditional research on multitasking focuses on task outcomes. By forcing your brain to switch back and forth between tasks, you can negatively impact your productivity by as much as 80%. However, task outcomes are only one part of the equation, Jiang says. By looking at multi-communication, we add in relational outcomes, your partner's engagement, the satisfaction of the whole communication, as well as some process-based outcomes. The key is to pick the right technologies to do those tasks. If the technology has neutral conflicts in terms of capability to host your voice, your visual, and your different information cues, then don't do that, Jiang advises. Talking on the phone while on Zoom, for instance, could negatively impact productivity because the other people in the meeting can't access what's being said by both parties on the call. However, if the technologies complement each other and you can facilitate your attention management, the combination could produce a positive productivity boost. For example, you may be able to contribute more to a meeting and enhance the conversation by retrieving a pertinent email. The technologies involved, video conferencing plus email, have a natural fit, Jiang says. If you believe multitasking is relevant to your ability to fully communicate, you need to be upfront. For the process to be productive, Jiang says it's important to be transparent and ensure that others are aware of and comfortable with multi-communication and what it can accomplish. If you communicate your intention with your partners, that could have a positive impact on how they perceive your behaviors, she says. It may not be perceived as a rude behavior. It could have a positive relational impact. Your ability to multi-communicate may also be impacted by office policies. Jiang says managers should clarify to employees when it may or may not be acceptable. If there is an open device policy, for example, the team may not consider someone checking email as a rude or unprofessional behavior. If the leader has asked that everyone turn off other devices, however, it's important to follow that request. Using multiple forms of communication effectively may also hinge on your own abilities. People naturally have different capabilities to manage multiple tasks simultaneously. If I'm the person who believes I can only do one thing at a time and that I have to be highly concentrated, then I won't want to engage in multi-communicating, Jiang says. With proper management, multitasking through multi-communicating can go from becoming a distraction to being an asset. It's a multi-level concept that goes beyond individual psychology or behavioral mechanisms, Jiang says. Your partner matters. Your manager matters. Even the partners who are outside of the focal communication matter. That's all today from Fast Company. Talk to you tomorrow.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.